This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a Mitchell history and physical note for Judith Alexander. Last name Alexander, Judith, Judith. Date seen was 14 July 2022. Place of Sugarbush Manor. Depending on patient profile, Mrs. Alexander is a 70-year-old female who recently moved into Sugarbush Manor about 2 days prior to my visit, period. She has numerous medical problems, period. I've noticed that she has pulmonary fibrosis and uses oxygen at 5 liters a minute, period. This was diagnosed in 2019, period. Initially, she had shortness of breath and exertion, and she was doing reasonably well until recently, period. She's been on HOMO2 continuously since March, period. In April, she had a nervous breakdown. She came home without... She was trying to get to California. She came home without making it because she was anxious, period. She has a history of major depression and generalized anxiety, period. She takes Risperdal and Xanax, period. In the 1980s, she had a psychotic episode, period. She seemed fairly coherent today, although slightly anxious, period. She has hypertension, which is controlled, and denies any headache or cardiac symptoms other than the dyspnea, period. There's no associated chest pain, period. She gets a tachycardia quite easily, period. She has had breast cancer in the past and had a mastectomy in 1994, period. She has osteoarthritis of the back, period. She uses tramadol for back, and she has some pains of the hands and wrists as well, period. New paragraph. She follows Dr. Ilian from the cardiac standpoint and had a heart cath in the hospital, and that was said to be normal, period. She was in the hospital in May of this year, and her oxygen was increased to 4 liters and now 5 liters a minute, period. She sees Dr. Acetaminophen for the pulmonary fibrosis, period. Her disease is progressive, period. Her inhalers do help her with her breathing, period. New paragraph. Review of systems general. She admits to weight loss and uses supplements. Eye, she has decreased vision. ENT, she has decreased hearing. No earache or sore throat. Respiratory, she's frequently short of breath, especially with exertion. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain or palpitations. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or diarrhea. GU, she's incontinent. That's a mild incontinence that she occasionally wets herself. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Musculoskeletal, she has pain of her back, hands, and wrists. CNS, she gets sinus headaches, no dizziness or fainting. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, no known diabetes. Skin, no rash or itch. The paragraph. Past history is positive for major depression, generalized anxiety, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, breast cancer, osteoarthritis of the back, major psychotic disorder in the past in the 1980s. She had bowel obstruction resulting in emergency resection. She had hernia repair, bunion removal, right radical mastectomy. Depending on family history, her father died at 80 of congestive heart failure. Her mother died at 50 of cancer. Is a living son with blood clots. New paragraph. Social history. She's a former smoker, but quit over 10 years ago. No alcohol excess. New paragraph. Medications. benzonatate capsules, 100 milligrams 3 times a day. Docusate, 100 milligrams daily. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Lovastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Mirtazapine, 7.5 milligrams nightly. Niacin, 1,000 micrograms daily. Meloxifen, 60 milligrams daily. Risperidone, 0.25 milligrams every morning and 1 milligram at bedtime. Then 8.6 milligrams daily. Sertraline, 200 milligrams daily. Spiriva, one spray daily. Ipratropium albuterol by nebulizer every 4 to 6 hours as needed. ProAir HFA, 1 to 2 puffs every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. She's awake and alert, not extremely distressed, but a bit ill-appearing and slightly apprehensive. Blood pressure, 132 over 76 in the left, 132 over 70 in the right. Temperature, 97.7, pulse, 93. O2 saturation, 97%. Respiratory rate was 20. Head and neck. Pupils equally reactive to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraoculars intact. Oral mucosa normal. Here's normal inspection. Next up, with no palpable mass or thyromegaly. Lungs had crackles diffusely, period. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Percussion was within normal limits. Cardiovascular, normal as long as 2, no gout, no murmur. No significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal. She has hammer toes bilaterally. The right first toe folds over the other toes, period. She has severe scoliosis, period. No spine tenderness. No acute joint inflammation. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. Mental status is oriented times 3 with affect being slightly anxious but not extremely depressed at the present time, period. She does follow with Hurley mental health. Paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Alexander has pulmonary fibrosis, period. She needs oxygen, which is currently at 5 liters a minute, period. Seems to be progressing as she follows with pulmonology, period. She does seem to be benefiting from the Spiriva one spray daily plus the ipratropium albuterol by nebulizer every 4 to 6 hours, period, plus the albuterol puffer she needs it, period. 2, she has essential hypertension, stable losartan, 100 milligrams daily. 3, she has hyperlipidemia on lovastatin, 20 milligrams daily. She's also on Lopressor, 25 milligrams daily, or 12.5 milligrams daily for blood pressure, period. 3, she has, 4, she has history of depression and psychosis, period. She has had breakdowns and getting anxious, period. She follows with early mental health, and for now I'll continue Risperdal, 0.25 milligrams in the morning and 1 milligram in the evening, plus mirtazapine, 7.5 milligrams nightly, plus sertraline, 200 milligrams daily. Period. Five, she's on Raloxifen, 60 milligrams daily for osteoporosis, period. I will follow her at Genesee Gardens, period. I will follow her at Sugarbush Manor, period, not Genesee Gardens.